Please be seated. Today's readings very directly reflect the theme of the day, Good Shepherd Sunday. The text from Revelation declares that the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And the gospel reading is about belonging to God as a sheep belongs to a shepherd. Perhaps nowhere is this metaphor more poignantly presented than in beloved Psalm 23, which assures us that God, the shepherd, guides, leads, and restores us, even in the darkest of times. The Bible often refers to political and religious leaders as well as shepherds. In the Old Testament in particular, bad leaders are portrayed as bad shepherds, while God and the future Messiah are described as good shepherds. Furthermore, it is the voice of these shepherds that lets people know their trustworthiness. Jesus tells us that his sheep will listen to and know his voice, not that of the hired hand. Just before today's reading in the book of John, Jesus explains to a group of Pharisees that the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of the strangers. So, whose voice is so familiar that you trust it unconditionally? And what is that voice telling you? Now, I'm going to date myself a little bit here, but I'm sure that many of us here remember the old, familiar, and powerful image that for nearly a century illustrated what was once a new, amazing reality. There was a corporation a while ago, the Radio Corporation of America, known as RCA, and they had this logo. And it was the figure of a dog sitting before a Victrola player, you know, that big cone for the sound to go out, staring in wonder at the speaker. He was looking at the speaker, the dog was. And the caption says, "He hears his master's voice." Obviously, this classic advertisement relied on the common knowledge of dogs and their relationships with their owners. For whenever an owner calls a dog, the animal will begin to wag its tail and squirm and jump in eager anticipation of being petted or scratched or fed or taken outside or whatever. And Jesus used a similar reality in trying to explain to his disciples his love for them and his relationship with them. In today's gospel, we experience a glimpse of Jesus reflecting on his ministry by using the imagery of a shepherd. He characterized who and what he was for them and who he is for us. Some of those around Jesus, remembering their folk hero Judas Maccabeus, ask, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." They follow me. Exactly what we are called to do as followers of Jesus, to follow him and love, do, and act as he would have us do. Some people think they know a lot about sheep and are uneasy being compared to sheep. Generally speaking, sheep are thought of being pretty dumb and stupid. But this has nothing to do with what Jesus is saying. In her book, The Preaching Life, Barbara Brown Taylor tells of a conversation she had with a friend who grew up on a sheep farm in the Midwest. And according to her friend, sheep are not dumb at all. It is the cattle ranchers who are responsible for spreading that ugly rumor. And all because sheep do not behave like cows. Cows are herded from the rear by hooting cowboys and cracking whips, but that will not work for sheep. Stand behind them, make loud noises, and all they do is run right around behind you. Because they prefer to be led. You push cows, her friend said, but you lead sheep. And they will not go anywhere that someone else does not go first. Namely, their shepherd, who goes ahead of them to show them that everything is all right. Sheep know their shepherd, and their shepherds know their sheep. The call of our Lord is hidden in a whole chorus of worldly voices which beckon us. Other would-be shepherds seek to tempt us away from the good shepherd, the joy of his forgiveness, and the security of his love. And when we are weak and confused, we may fall victim to the enticements of other gods. On one of my many trips to the Middle East, I came upon several shepherds whose flocks had intermingled while drinking from a brook. And after an exchange of greetings, one of the shepherds turned toward his sheep and called out, "Mana, mana, mana." Mana means "follow me" in Arabic. Immediately, his sheep separated themselves from the rest and followed him. Then one of the two remaining shepherds called out, "Mana, mana," and his sheep left the common flock to follow him. And after watching in amazement, I asked the third shepherd if I could try. And when I called, "Mana, mana," nothing. The sheep didn't respond, not even a look over their shoulder or a slight turn of the head. I then asked the shepherd if the sheep ever responds to another's voice. And he replied, "Oh yes, once in a while a sheep gets sick, and then it will follow anyone." We have all seen it, haven't we? People, young and old, even ourselves, who are sick. Battered by the storms of life and distracted by voices urging us to go this way and that. They have lost their bearings and they don't know where they are or where they are going. That can be more than a little frightening. It leads to despair, to hopelessness. And when someone is sick, they will follow anyone who will promise a moment of happiness, a brief feeling of peace, or a sense that they are someone. I'm going to date myself again. From 1928 through 1942, no, I wasn't alive then, American children learned to know the voice of Walter Domrosch. Does anybody know that name? He was the host of a show called the Music Appreciation Hour, a radio broadcast from NBC, and he helped thousands of boys and girls to know and to love music. School classes stopped at a certain hour. The school radio was switched on, and then his familiar voice was heard, and his opening tagline was, "Good morning, my dear children." They then enjoyed a half hour of beautiful music, and he would tell them the meaning and the message within the music. And one day, Mr. Domrosch was asked by the headmaster of a school nearby to come and talk to the boys and girls. And Mr. Domrosch sat on the platform, and the children fidgeted, for Mr. Domrosch was an old man. And they knew that old men very often make long speeches. And the headmaster let him introduce himself. And Mr. Domrosch stood up, smiled, and then he said, "Good morning, my dear children." And immediately, the whole room was in an uproar. The children clapped and cheered. Mr. Donrosh said, "And why do you cheer? You do not know me." And the response was, "Yes, we do. We know your voice." If we are sheep, do we know our shepherd's voice? Do I know to whom we belong?